Listening Library presents Matilda Bone by Karen Cushman. Matilda stood before the scarred wooden door and stared at the bright yellow bone painted there. "Obviously I am here," she said softly. "And Deus Miserator, Lord have mercy on me." Just a short while ago, she had been mounted safe behind Father Lufredus as they had entered the stone gates of the darkening town. Then Father Lufredus said, "This is Blood and Bone Alley. I must leave you here. 9 shops along, I am told, is the place of Red Peg the Bone Setter, which will be your home now." He helped her off the horse. "Bene vale," he said, switching to Latin. "Farewell, Matilda. Remember all I have taught you about right and wrong, sin and hell, and the evils of joy and pleasure. Do always as you think I would have you do. Remember your Latin, and pray ceaselessly." He blessed her and rode quickly on. She was alone. "Please, Father," she had longed to shout at his retreating back. "Please do not leave me here." She had wanted to say, "All my life you have stood between me and a world you say is dangerous and evil. How can you leave me now?" She thought to ask Saint Balbina to inflict him with boils and rashes so that he could not ride away from her. But knowing that he was a holy priest and she should obey him, she said only, "Yes, Father," as she had been taught, then added softly, "Remember to come back for me when you return from London." Now he was gone.